kirtana balabam devadanami. Thank you. Gita, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki, Kansaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki, Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 18, text number 21 and 22. So we'll do text 21 responsively when it's there. Narayanam namaskritcha Naram chavinarottamam Devam sadaswatim vyasam Tato jayam adirayat. Okay, we'll do this one responsively. Vimukta Shema Sharano Madbhava Vimalashayaha Atmanam Chintayadekam Abedena Mayamuni Vimukta Shema Sharano Madbhava Vimalakshaya Atmanam Chintayadekam Abedena Mayamunihi Vivikta Shema Sharano Madbhava Vimalakshaya Atmanam Chintayadekam Abedena Mayamunihi
Vivikta Shema Sharano
Vivikta Shema Sharano
Madbhava Vimalakshaya
Madbhava Vimalakshaya
Atmanam Chintayadekam
Atmanam Chintayadekam
Amen.
Vivikta. Solitary. Shema. Safe. Sharana. His dwelling. Mat. In me. Bhava. By constant thought. Vimala. Purified. Ashayaha. His consciousness. Atmanam. On the soul. Chintayet. He should concentrate. Ekam. Alone. Abhidena. Not different. Maya. From me. Muni. The sage. Translation. Dwelling in a safe and solitary place, his mind purified by constant thought of me, the sage should concentrate on the soul alone, realizing it to be non-different from me. Please repeat. Dwelling in a safe and solitary place, his mind purified by constant thought of me, the sage should concentrate on the soul alone. Realizing it to be non-different from me. Before I read the purport, I was going to read a bit from... I can't remember where I got this. Anyway, this is something about the Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm just reading it first because my cell phone just keeps going off. So the Skanda Purana says, in the Kali Yuga, of what use is a collection of hundreds of thousands of other scriptures in the home of someone who does not have the scripture Bhagavatam? If a person living in this Kali Yuga does not have the scripture Bhagavatam in his home, how can he be considered a Vaishnava? Indeed, in Kali Yuga, a Brahmin who does not have the scripture Bhagavatam in his home is worse than a dog eater. O Brahmin Narada, in Kali Yuga, wherever the scripture Bhagavatam is present, there Lord Hari will go, along with the 30 principal demigods. Okay, the purport is as follows. One who is engaged exclusively in the devotional service of the Lord is one of the five principal relationships is to be known as a pure Vaishnava. Because of his advanced stage of love of Godhead, a pure devotee is able to constantly chant the glories of the Lord without material hindrance. He is not interested in anything except Lord Krishna and never considered himself to be qualitatively different from the Lord. One who is still attracted by the gross material body and subtle material mind, which cover the eternal soul, continues to see himself as different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This misconception is due to false identification with matter. With senses purified of material contamination, one must serve the Lord, who is the master of all senses, and thus one's devotional service is considered free from discrepancy. One who ignores the injunctions of Vedic literature uselessly wastes his sense activity in illusory material activities. He falsely considers himself to be different from Lord Krishna and therefore imagines that he possesses an interest independent of the Lord's interest. There is no possibility that such a person can achieve steadiness in life because the material field of action is constantly being shifted and transformed by the disturbing influence of time. If a devotee begins to cultivate an interest apart from the loving service of the Lord, his meditation on his oneness with the Lord will be disturbed and overturned. When the mind deviates from the lotus feet of the Lord, the duality of material nature again becomes prominent within the mind, and one resumes a work program based on the three modes of material nature. One who is not fixed in one's own relationship with the Supreme Lord cannot be fearless or steady and is deprived of the shelter of Lord Sri Krishna. Therefore, one should seriously contemplate, as described in this verse, one's identity as a small particle of consciousness, not different from the Supreme Consciousness, Lord Krishna. Thus, one should remain steady in Krishna consciousness. Text 22, everybody together. Avikshetatmano bandham moksham chagyana nishtaya bandha indriya avikshetto moksha esham cha sammaha. translation. By steady knowledge, a sage should clearly ascertain the nature of the soul's bondage and liberation. Bondage occurs when the senses are deviated to sense gratification, and complete control of the senses constitutes liberation. Purport. By carefully understanding one's eternal nature, one will not again be bound up in the shackles of material energy. And by constant engagement in the service of the Absolute Truth, one is liberated. Then the flickering material senses can no longer drag one into the false consciousness of being a material enjoyer. Such steady sense control gives one relief from the harassment of material sense gratification. So, these purports are by the servants of Srila Prabhupada. The first purport sounds a bit like impersonalism. You're thinking yourself one with the Lord. But, of course, we have the philosophy given by Lord Chaitanya, Achinta Beta Beta Tattva. We're one with the Lord and simultaneously different. So, as along with thinking that we're tiny sparks of Krishna's glory, that every soul that Krishna's created is full of wonderful qualities, and that we have got covered over with this ignorant material body, but our constitutional position is very beautiful. But because we're covered over, it's hard to identify our real identity. So we have to become purified by the process of Bhakti Yoga. And one day we will realize how wonderful we are. But at the same time, that will be tempered with humility. Because when we realize how wonderful we are, we'll also realize how infinitesimal we are, how insignificant we are, which we may not realize at this particular point. So when we hear about Krishna and the things Krishna can do, it reminds us of how insignificant we are. Therefore, it's very important to constantly be meditating and hearing about Krishna. Because as soon as we forget how great Krishna is, then we actually become bewildered. And we think we're great. So therefore, we can also hear about the great devotees, like the like Ramanujacharya, for instance. Ramanujacharya is such a great devotee. Even his followers were such great devotees. One of them, I can't remember, I lost the book about Ramanujacharya, but it's an amazing story, how Ramanujacharya, one of his followers, he was captured by this king who was a worshipper of Lord Shiva, and he wouldn't accede that Krishna was the supreme or Vishnu was the supreme. And so he tortured him and he blinded him.
Kuresh.
Kuresh, yeah. I got a bad memory. Sorry. So this devotee, you know, he wasn't at all disturbed. He was completely accepting the Lord's arrangement. And when he went back before the deity, he got his eyesight back. And, you know, he was so humble. He said that, you know, you've just given back what you took away. And, you know, he had just a perfect mood. And so even the servants of great devotees, like he wasn't, I mean, he's famous, but not many people have heard of Kuresh, let's face it. Ramanujacharya is famous. But many of his followers were so exalted. So, what to speak of Krishna himself? When we hear about the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami, for instance, how he was so renounced that even when he was with his beautiful wife, he had absolutely no interest. He was simply chanting Hare Krishna. So, and then just eating the remnants that the animals wouldn't eat, cleaning them off and eating that, his renunciation. And Jiva Goswami just writing so many books, glorifying Krishna, explaining the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Even our own Srila Prabhupada, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the purports of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. What the heck is this? Okay. Thank you very much. Unusual etiquette here. Variety is the spice of life. Anyway, so Srila Prabhupada, he wrote the purport to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Adi Leela. A lot of the Adi Leela is a little bit dry. Probably you've all read it. Adi Leela, describing the philosophical nature of Lord Nityananda's position. 3 or 4, 5 pages of purports, but such a labor of love. And Prabhupada was simultaneously, you know, a devotee of Krishna. He could meditate on Krishna's activities throughout the day. But instead, you know, writing these purports to painstakingly delineate the path of Krishna consciousness, a labor of love. So the devotees of the Lord are so great. But when we hear about the Lord himself, we also appreciate how Krishna is the kindest. Like in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there's a very nice section where Gopa Kumar goes and meets... No, this is not... Yeah, Gopa Kumar goes to Vaikuntha and he meets Lord Narayan. Lord Narayan gets up off his throne and he says, the Supreme Lord said, "Welcome, welcome, my dear boy. I am so fortunate, most fortunate to meet you here. For so long I have been eager to see you. My dear friend, you have passed many lifetimes without paying attention, any attention to me at all." So that's us. You know, we've been away from Krishna for many lifetimes, not paying any attention at all. At least me, maybe you. For so long, hope had me dancing like a fool, thinking, perhaps in this lifetime, or this, or this, or this, he will finally turn his face towards me. Commentary by Sanatana Goswami. Even though Gopa Kumar had forgotten his Lord for many lifetimes, the Lord had never forgotten him. The Lord wanted Gopa Kumar to know this and also to know how eager the Lord had always been to regain the association of his devotee. Back to Lord Narayan's words. But I could not find any pretext on which to bring you to my abode, dear brother, and still follow the timeless laws that I have created. You showed me no mercy. And as I considered this, I grew impatient, full of anxiety to receive your favor. So I transgressed my eternal code of conduct and arranged for you to take your current birth. Dear boy, in that divine district of Govardhan, my most beloved abode, I myself became your guru, known by the name of Jayanta. Today you have at last fulfilled the desire I have harbored for so long. Please nourish your happiness and mine by staying here forever. Commentary. Here the Lord says in all humility, what good have I ever done for you? But you have done the greatest good for me by coming here. So that's Krishna. And then, of course, there's a nice verse by Uddhava, similar to a verse by Akrura. They're almost identical. Kapanda dastvada param saranam samya bhakta prita kriya krita hi vidaya. Atmanam apchut apyasinasya means that, my dear Lord, who could ever reject you and accept something else in the name of sense gratification? You are so kind that you give yourself to your devotee. So, Uddhava, Akrura, they compose these beautiful prayers. So, this is the only way one could be in a solitary place, to have all these beautiful books to be able to think of Krishna. Because if you're in a solitary place and you didn't, you know, it would be very hard to concentrate your mind on transcendental topics without becoming distracted. And we saw that, you know, with some of Prabhupada's disciples who tried to be Babaji's. Not possible. So, once again, this verse is not really relevant right now in some ways. It is relevant insofar as we should be prepared to go to a solitary place and read about Krishna or even chant Hare Krishna. But it's not the mood that Lord Chaitanya gave, or the example that he showed. His example was more, go out, whoever you meet, go everywhere, go out and preach to people. So, this is the the highest, this is a higher concept, actually, to go out. Instead of meditating on yourself as being none different from Krishna or being having the same qualities, but to go out and remind others that they have the same qualities as Krishna. This is a much higher concept. So this is actually what Srila Prabhupada taught, and this is the way to make progress. And further on, in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, Lord Krishna is talking to Uddhava, because in the next verse it describes how bondage occurs when the senses are attracted to sense gratification. So Krishna tells Uddhava, Maya pitatmana shabya nirapaksha sarvata, mayatmana sukham yatad kutasyad vishayatmanam. O learned Uddhava, those who fix their consciousness in me, giving up all material desires, share with me a happiness that cannot possibly be experienced by those engaged in sense gratification. And another one is Akinshana Siddhantasya Shantasya Samachutasa Maya Shantasya Manasa Sabasukha Maya Disha. One who fixes his consciousness on me, one who does not desire anything within this world, who's achieved peace by controlling his senses, whose consciousness is equal in all conditions, and whose mind is completely satisfied in me, finds only happiness wherever he goes. One who has his consciousness fixed in me does not desire the position or abode of Lord Brahma or Lord Indra, nor an empire on the earth, nor sovereignty in the lower planetary systems, nor the Eightfold Perfection of Yoga, no liberation from birth and death. Such a person desires me alone. So these are all very beautiful verses. Krishna's advising Uddhava how one can be satisfied in any condition by thinking of him. So thinking of Krishna, thinking of Lord Chaitanya. Like Prabhupada said, you chant the Panchatattva mantra before you chant Hare Krishna. And actually he said to think of Lord Chaitanya. So thinking of Lord Chaitanya, he didn't actually say you have to chant it before every round, but it's become the standard procedure. But he said, think of Lord Chaitanya, and we can think of Lord Chaitanya, how he was so kind, how he embraced Sanatana Goswami with all his weeping sores, how he embraced him, and then how he said, you know, I'm just like your mother. What mother would reject the child who's got a dirty nappy? What mother would reject their child because the child passes stool? The mother feels the stool to be like sandalwood, so I feel your sores to me are just like that. To me, they smell very beautiful, like a mixture of sandalwood and camphor. And so this is Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is so kind. And Lord Chaitanya wants everyone to hear about Krishna. And this is really what pleases Lord Chaitanya, if we try to remind others about Krishna. And if we do that, then we can get love of Krishna. So this is something from the Chaitanya Shikshamrita by Gopal Guru Goswami. Krishna is the color of a new monsoon cloud, pleasant, sweet, endowed with all good qualities, strongly built, adolescent, a good speaker, powerful, pleasing to hear, intelligent, a genius, mild, witty, crafty, happy, grateful, skillful, controlled by love, grave, excellent, glorious, attractive to women, eternally fresh, performer of wonderful activities, most dear and player of the flute. All the attractive qualities of Kandapa, Kamadeva, were defeated by a glimmer from his lotus feet. His sidelong glance bewitches the hearts of all. He is the transcendental ocean of wonderful pastimes which inundates the hearts of young maidens with unlimited good fortune. Krishna, the repository of all transcendental divine qualities and of splendorous form, is the sole Nayaka, an object of love of this mysterious Madhurya Ras. This divine Krishna will become increasingly visible in the heart, purified by bhakti. So when Krishna was instructing Uddhava, he gave the example of the gopis, how the gopis, they were always thinking of Krishna, so much so my dear Uddhava, just as great sages in yoga trance merge into self-realization like rivers merging into the ocean and are not aware of material names and forms, similarly the gopis of Vrindavan were so completely attached to me within their minds that they could not think of their own bodies, nor of this world, nor of their future lives. Their entire consciousness was simply bound up in me. So this is the example of the gopis. And devotees really are very fortunate because we have this opportunity to follow in the footsteps of the gopis. We have so many wonderful descriptions of the gopis and their attachment to Krishna. But this is a beautiful verse which helps give faith that whatever suffering we may go through is only a vague glimmer of what we may deserve, but even whatever we go through, it doesn't really affect a real devotee. So this verse is very nice. Bhagavat Uru Vikraman Visaka Naka Mani Chasa Niyasatape Hridikatam Upisidanam Punasa Prabhavati Chandra Ivoterika Tapa. How can the fire of material suffering continue to burn the hearts of those who worship the Supreme Lord? The Supreme Lord's lotus feet have performed innumerable heroic activities, and the beautiful nails on his toes resemble valuable jewels. The effulgence emanating from those nails resembles cooling moonshine, for it instantly relieves the suffering within the heart of the pure devotee, just as the appearance of the moon's cooling light relieves the burning heat of the sun. So this is what we can do. Try to meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord, and in that way, theoretically anyway, our suffering will be gone. So I'll finish there. Hare Krishna. Any reflections or comments, questions, corrections? Yeah, Prahan.
We should meditate, think about Krishna, but Rupa Goswami Pad in Nectar Devotion says focus should be more of a service than just form and particular concept or paramatma. The reason he gives
Patanjali Yoga Sutra is in Madhulila chapter 6, 160. Prabhupada give a vast purport that even their concentration on the Lord, they finally meet the Lord face to face, but because they didn't have any intention to serve Him, please Him, they didn't know what to do. So they pray to merge in Him.
They what?
Merge.
Merge.
And Prabhupada says, this is the most abominable. Even though they meet gods face to face. So, then Prabhupada writes in the purport that, so therefore, in our Krishna Consciousness Society, we are always promoting devotional service. The service to please Him should be main focus. So I was just adding to that. Prabhupada was so clearly says that meditating Krishna means actually service to please Him.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think, yeah, but we also have to saturate our minds with Krishna's nature, Krishna's activities, Krishna's pastimes, because they actually attract our mind to Krishna. Without hearing about Krishna, we won't become attracted to Krishna. So we have to do the service, and I think, well, anyway.
Right now you're serving.
Yeah.
You're serving Bhagavatam, we are listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was very interested in the purport. It was describing that even though a devotee, if a devotee gets distracted by material thoughts, that then the the mind becomes clouded by this material engagement, as opposed to always thinking of Krishna's service, and that then the modes of material nature then begin to mm-hmm. come in, and the mind becomes entangled in material thoughts. So I just wondered if you could make any comment about that, please.
Well, the mind is very fickle, and we have to protect the mind from hearing mundane information or mundane sense gratification, because whatever we allow the mind to dwell on or look at through the senses, that's going to, color the mind, contaminate the mind. So we have to constantly be hearing Krishna's pastimes, and not just Krishna's pastimes, but the pastimes of great devotees or Srimad Bhagavatam. And I think that's why there are so many books written by, you know, devotees to help us absorb the mind so that we don't have to, you know, have a vacant moment where we can say, well, there's not enough information about Krishna. So we have so many books, and, you know, these books are practically unlimited. I always say the same thing when I give class, you know, how the Goswamis wrote so many amazing books. Very hard to read them all, you know. To read all these books, like I'm reading the Brihad Bhagavatamrita for the third time. I mean, I'm very dull, you know, so I have to read it a lot of times for it to sink in. It's not that easy, you know, so you have to read these books a number of times for it to sink in. And there's just so many of them. And they're all important books. Otherwise, why would they come to the material world, waste their time, come into this horrible material world to write books that didn't have any relevance for us? So, you know, we're so fortunate that we have these books that can transport our mind away from the mundane plane, away from sense gratification. But it's a challenge too, because we're conditioned. You know, certain habits we may have had, at least for devotees that became devotees after, you know, for people who were born in ISKCON or who are pure devotees, who weren't contaminated by, you know, their previous life, they're very fortunate. Because I know for myself, you know, certain attachments, I mean, they're going away. But it's not so easy. And you don't have such a good memory, which is another big problem, because you can read and read and read and read and read and read and read, and the next morning you've forgotten it all. It's just so hard to remember everything you've read. So having a good memory is such a blessing, because then you can really concentrate, you can really remember what you've read, Krishna's beautiful pastimes. But it just doesn't stick in the mind. Other things, sense gratification sticks in the mind. But when you read Krishna's pastimes, they don't stick in the mind so easily. Mother Sukhada.
So you mentioned that, you know, a real devotee just kind of sails through whatever. You didn't say it in exactly those words, but... Right?
You're holding it a bit too close, I think.
Okay. The real devotee isn't so affected by different things that... Yeah, reverses that come his way.
Isn't attracted by what?
Isn't really affected by reverses that come his way.
Uh-huh.
But here we are. You know, we're trying to be real devotees. You know, so many of us are just really, really trying. And, you know... Reverses or tests do come in to a devotee.
They do.
And they can be so overwhelming that it's really difficult. And sometimes devotees even leave because of it. But still, and we've even seen famous devotees, you know, devotees in the scriptures who have, you know, have fallen, you know, demigods, etc., that have fallen. So it seems that people, you know, they can fall away or they can fall down, they can have a hard time, but then, you know, it's through the mercy of other devotees oftentimes. You know, Krishna comes to help in so many ways, but I just thought it's important to see that, you know, we're all trying to be real devotees.
Yeah.
And that sometimes, you know, we get distracted, or it's just too hard, you know. But and the example,
it's not too hard. It's hard.
Well,
it's not too hard.
I mean, Prabhupada did say that Krishna never gives a devotee more than he can handle. But when somebody asked Srila Prabhupada about that, Prabhupada said, "Yes, nor less." So it's kind of like you're right on this edge, you know, of just trying to make your way. I just think it's so important to remember that when people are having difficult times in Krishna consciousness, that we extend ourselves as much as we can possibly do, because it's hard. And part of the, you know, when someone's going through a test, maybe part of the test is for us too, is how much compassion we can have and how much we can help.
Well, that's very true. Yeah, that's a good point. We should extend ourselves. But ultimately, you know, these tests are there for our benefit as well.
What are our chances, you know? It's really hard. And to remind ourselves that it is difficult, that we're trying to be courageous, you know, we're trying to do everything we can and also, you know, help each other.
Yeah, we have to be very determined.
I was just thinking that the disadvantage that Lord Brahma had is that he probably didn't have all this association of devotees and one like Srila Prabhupada to, you know, give us that protection and give us so much opportunities. Because even though you find that he's a great personality, if you look at his surroundings, compared to what we have here, we have an advantage. So in that sense, you know, it can be easier. Even if we're here among devotees, that if we do something wrong, somebody can, you know, smack us on the head, get us corrected.
But Lord Brahma, you know, he's such a powerful person. It's easy to get a little puffed up when you're in such a big position. So in a way, we're more fortunate because we don't have all that power and opulence that Lord Brahma has. You know, when you have opulence and power, you know, this is an impediment. Yeah.
Just hearing Mother Sukada speaking about helping devotees, I just want to thank everybody here for helping me out in my Krishna consciousness over the years. Been here for 20 years, and each and every devotee here, hearing their classes or just in person being here, I'd just like to take that opportunity. Thank you, everybody.
Hare Krishna. Mother Mallika.
I wanted to go back to what Sukadeva was saying, because I think that it's like such an important thing. And also to Madhumati, like acknowledging, for me, I have been blessed to have association when I was going through hard times. And this community is so big that I just want to encourage everyone, if they see someone having a hard time, to go on, because we can't do it alone. We can't do it alone. And this is such a nice community, because there's so many people who, you can just ask the person next to you, how are you doing? Things like that make such a difference. And I just wanted to say that.
Very good, thank you, yes. Anyone else? Pran Govinda.
I was thinking this test
seems like remain entire life of devotional path.
What's that?
The test of Krishna through Maya. Giriraj Maharaj mentioned that he asked Prabhupada, are you being tested by Krishna? Prabhupada said, yes, whole life, even now.
Yeah.
So then Prabhupada expressed that in the before I took sannyas, Krishna was testing me by taking away one by one, relationship, everything, like completely smashed. And now he's testing me by giving so many people, so much money, so much name and fame. So then Prabhupada looked at him and he says, Krishna is always testing.
Yeah.
So we have to be always careful.
Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.